You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the scrimmage today, you know, I thought we got some good work, some, you know, good situations that showed up, some good plays, explosive plays on both sides. I thought that we had some missed opportunities, a couple drop balls, things that, we got to finish on. I thought we were, able to be disruptive in the pass rush on the defensive front. That's something that you always like to see. I think that's got a chance to be a real strength of this group. Are also able to see a couple of explosive plays there from our running backs. Ball getting out in space and, some nice run seams there from the guys up front. Back and forth, I thought DJ, had a few plays. Continuing to grow through and just, concepts and looks. And then I thought I had, some wonderful place pulls and, some big plays that he was able to make out there, going through a progression that helped move the offense down the field and, put together a couple nice scoring drives, with that. But, obviously, having the other younger quarterbacks, they're still figuring a lot of things out, but, it's gonna be great experience for them, great opportunity for them to grow and all in all, it's just been a really good spring that we've been able to put together, and I thought today was a good day. A couple guys that went down. We'll obviously see what that looks like as we're rolling through. Nothing preliminary, to say overly extensive, but obviously we'll continue to look and see what that is here over these next few days. Proud of the guys for the way they competed, and gives us great film to go and learn from tomorrow, and then continuing to push and grow here as we go into the summer program.
What, after 14 practices, does DJ, what did you learn about him this spring, and I guess what does he have to do in the off season to kind of continue building on what he's already done?
Yeah, I really love coaching the young man. The talent, the ability, the playmaking skills that he has, the willingness to learn, work, what he's pouring into to his teammates. As you watch, as we get into the scrimmage, type situations, going through the different situational calls and things that we're asking him to do, I think he really embraces that. And he's had a very good spring, and I'm really, as we go each day, there's certain things that we're trying to almost force some challenging looks, some challenging situations, because even on some of the bad plays that show up, just the growth and the opportunity for him to get better, and how he's responded in those situations is remarkable. So really excited about where he's going and just what's there in front of him. And so it's just the continued reps, the continued study, but he's taking some great strides here throughout the course of the spring.
Coach, you obviously had a very physical showcase today. Can you just talk about what you saw from the run game on both sides of the ball?
Well, I thought there were good moments on both sides. You saw some guys that are flowing fast and fitting, creating a couple TFLs defensively. That's something that we need to have. We need to be disruptive. We got to be explosive in what we're doing. And it starts with the defensive front, and then carries to the linebackers. But then whenever the running back's got an opportunity to have getting in space, and got a run seam, they took advantage of it. And so I thought Roy Dell did some nice things. You saw all the other backs. LT, we know what we got there, and we try to be pretty smart with him just throughout the course of scrimmage, and throughout the spring, but he's done a wonderful job with the opportunities he's had. I think Jalen Lucas, Keziah, and Sam Singleton had a good run today. But those guys are all, very capable, and it's just about the consistency. The thing I didn't like is we had two balls that got to the ground, obviously from the running back spot, and that's an area we got to get better. But I think collectively as a unit offensively, the embrace of and the understanding of the importance of the run game is something those guys have taken a great deal of focus on, and I think it's really showed up here these last 2 weeks of spring. I think they've really grown in that capacity, and obviously defensively, we're going to continue to work, and we want that to be one of the main characteristics of our defense, and we got to be able to stop the run.
This was a continuation of what we've seen throughout the spring, just a lot of contested passes, like tight coverage and pass breakups, plays on the ball by the secondary. How pleased have you been with that group?
I think it has a chance to be a great group. And, Azari Thomas, Fentrell, you look at the safety position, I think those guys have really, worked hard. And, we've got, four or five guys that are really, rolling in that rotation with Shy, Conrad, Devontae. Devontae Brown's really been, a guy that's I've been really pleased with this spring. You see, he's played most of his career at corner, moving to safety here. He's really embraced that transition. His experience, leadership has been great. You're seeing growth for some of the young guys like Conrad. You're seeing growth from, KJ Kirkland, Ashland. All those guys at safety spot, I think, are taking positive steps. And then, the corner and nickel position, I think, are going to be, they've got a chance to be very disruptive. You got size, you got length, you got explosiveness. Really, really been pleased with our defensive backfield. Still had some missed opportunities where we can maybe create another takeaway. We want those guys to capitalize when we get a chance to do that.
Hey, Mike, what was your assessment of the receiving corps today and kind of where they stand through 14 practices?
Yeah, I thought there were some good moments, but there were some missed opportunities. We got to capitalize on balls that get to us. We got to finish with catches. And when you miss those, obviously they're detrimental to what you're trying to do within a drive. And but I like the skill. I like the way the guys have battled. We're just looking for that consistency. And I thought Malik Benson was really good. Had a huge third down catch early. A couple conversions throughout. I think he's definitely emerged as one of the top players that we have there on the offensive side, and like his progression, and then really looking as those guys, we got a really good sense of Ja'Kai and what he's done throughout these years. I think he's continuing to push and get better. You saw guys go out there and have an opportunity to make plays, and it's building upon the consistency with that. But we'll go back and watch the film and continue to push forward with them.
Coach, I know you probably have to go back and still look at the film, but were there any younger guys, some freshmen that stood out today to you just from your first look at them?
Yeah, it's one of the things to add, probably get a better sense of it as I get to watch more. I've really liked what I've seen from Landon Thomas. I know he had a couple times he got the ball in his hands, nothing overly explosive down the field. But I think he's had a really good spring, and you continue to see him flash and building his confidence of what he's doing. Defensively, it's I got to go back and really watch it just to be able to say right here off the top of my head. But I like that young defensive back group. I think they've got a chance to be really talented. Some of the young linebackers, I saw those guys flying around, and I thought KJ Sampson made a couple plays there on the defensive front. Him as we got into that that next group within those defensive tackles. I like that group. I think it's a group that has actually really gotten better throughout the course of spring. Watched. Tomawa be able to go inside and out. I know he's a newcomer, so not a freshman, but I thought he did some good things as we got a chance to watch it.
Obviously, Marvin Jones is extremely talented, but it seems like there's some versatility there. Like, he can do different things to help the defense. How impressive have you been within the spring?
Yeah, I think he's probably had his one of the best progressions throughout a spring practice. He came in and previous plays did a lot of different things, and we wanted to really kind of focus him on what he's doing there at the end position. And I think that you're seeing huge leaps and bounds moving forward just in his confidence, the speed of play, him in the run game. You watch his athleticism, his speed, his pass rush ability, but I think he's really growing into being a guy that can be a very dynamic, in the run game as well. And his movements, and then Pat, those other guys that are around on the other side, it really it allows, when you have those 1-2 punches, it really makes it fun to be able to create create and try to get to those one-on-one situations. And I think he's done a really nice job with those opportunities.